Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
To ensure that the quality and moral content of this show is above reproach, I, Sam the American Eagle, am proud to present the singing duet of Wayne and Wanda, besides being tremendous singers and their church people.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
I told you they were all wet.
Hark! I wonder whom that can be, knocking upon my door. I will go to the door and see.
Hello there, Mr. Frog. I represent the little Wondro Machine Company. May I have a moment of your time, please, sir?
Grover, is that you?
Yeah, it is me, Froggy.
I didn't know you were a door-to-door salesman.
Well, you know, you got to do something to pay the cookie bill.
I suppose so, but...
May I just put this on the table right here and put this down?
What is that thing there?
It is a nice little table.
Grover, what are you selling?
Oh, this here. I am selling weather.
Weather?
Weather. With this little machine,
Grover, weather is not something you sell. Weather is something that happens outside, like the sun shines or the clouds come. But weather is not something you sell.
Ha, ha, ha. That is a good one, Foggy.
Why is that a good one?
But, you see, all my customers say that, and it is not true. With this little Wondro machine, I can give you weather in your own home. Yeah, we'll turn it on.
Weather in my home?
Yeah. For instance, what if you would like snow?
Huh?
Snow! For only a dollar in your own home, you can get this lovely snow! It is beautiful, it is white, it is the thing you want for your
home!
When
Grover,
Christmas comes,
Grover,
for Santa Claus!
Grover, it's snowing! It's snowing in the living room here!
Oh!
I don't want snow in the living room!
Well, then some people may not want snow in the living room! So
I don't like snow in the living room!
Wind!
Grover!
Wind is wonderful! It's only 50 cents!
Grover!
It cleans the air! It is all wonderful when the trees and leaves
Grover,
rustle.
I don't want any wind either, Grover.
Some frogs may not want wind either.
Like me, I don't want wind in here, Grover.
So for those people, we give them rain.
Rain.
Oh, wonderful rain. The rain is good
Grover,
for little flowers that grow.
Wait a minute, Grover.
Little bunny rabbits get a bath in
Grover,
it.
Grover, listen, I don't want your snow. I don't want your wind. I don't want your rain. I want you out of here and stop wrecking my place.
Oh, okay.
But Grover, wait a minute, what about the rain here?
Oh! Oh, little Froggy, today you are in luck.
I'm in luck?
Because, yes,
not today,
I'm not. I have for you an umbrella for only $7.
$7?
Make it a nickel.
Here's a nickel.
Oh, thank you, Froggy. A nickel, my first nickel. I got a deal. Oh, I got a deal. Oh, Mommy, I made a sale. Thank you, Froggy. Thank you.
Fox News is reportedly planning to launch a 24-hour weather channel later this year, finally branching out into something where it's acceptable to be wrong half the time.
If you were to say to me, Chris, who is the absolute last person in the world who anyone should trust to run a weather channel? I would be hard-pressed to think someone worse than Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News. But that is exactly what Murdoch plans to do with the Fox Weather Channel, a 24-hour streaming channel later this year. Undoubtedly, Rupert Murdoch will try to do for the world's climate what he's done for American democracy, deny it, undermine it, lead it to the brink of destruction. It's not like it would be something new for them.
If you want to make electric cars the choice for Americans, you don't try to hit them with guilt and virtue signaling and tying it to a climate crisis that does not exist.
This unholy alliance is between the unions, which are their traditional base, and the radical environmentalists who are demanding that we change every aspect of our lives and undercut our economy so that we can fight the weather.
Acting like the world is going to blow up in 12 years because we're emitting natural, or cows are farting somewhere, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You know what greenhouse gas emissions are? You ever drive by the road and you see a greenhouse in the winter and flowers are growing and tomatoes are growing? It's called the atmosphere. Commit to eliminating carbon pollution. Carbon dioxide is not pollution. We don't get oxygen but for giving carbon dioxide to plants.
Rupert Murdoch and his media conglomerate has been crucially important to climate denial across the entire English-speaking world on three continents. After Australia was devastated by wildfires that burned 46 million acres in 2019-2020, that country's former prime minister called Murdoch out for his part in the disaster.
The reality is News Corp and Murdoch have done enormous damage to Western democracy and in particular to the United States and Australia and in particular on the subject of global warming. The campaign on climate denial is just staggering and has done enormous damage to the world, to the global need to address global warming.
In fact, Murdoch's News Corp, which is among the largest media companies in Australia, was found to be part of another wave of misinformation. An independent study there found online bots and trolls exaggerating the role of arson in the fires at the same time that an article in his newspaper, The Australian, making similar assertions, became the most popular offering on the newspaper's website. It's really not a stretch to say Rupert Murdoch's media empire, right up there with the world's fossil fuel companies, stopped us from taking action on climate change sooner, continues to block us. And we're now dealing with the fallout. The month of June had record-setting heat. It was the hottest on record in Boston. Salt Lake City, Utah had its hottest day ever. Palm Springs, California tied its record for hottest day ever at 123 degrees. That does not even include the crazy temperatures we saw in the Pacific Northwest that reach well over 100 degrees. And the hottest day ever in the history of Canada in a town that was burned to a crisp, literally to the ground, just a day after or so it set the record. But it was not just North America. No, no, no. Meteorologist Scott Duncan shared this heat map of Scandinavia, showing a Norwegian town far above the Arctic Circle measuring over 34 degrees Celsius or more than 93 degrees Fahrenheit, the highest temperature ever recorded at that latitude. So one can only imagine how Weather Channel practicing climate change denial would approach these stories. How would they explain the insane heat in Portland and Seattle? What shades of blue would they use to describe the temperature in Scandinavia right now? Or they attempt to create a new reality where the world is not really getting hotter. You know, there is, of course, something comforting about that specific delusion, a world that's not getting hotter. But that's not the world we live in. The world we live in is getting hotter. The world we live in is being ravaged by that heat. That heat will cause incalculable human misery. And that misery is thanks in large part to Rupert Murdoch and his life's work. Murdoch is 90 now, so he will not be here to see all of what he put into motion. But I truly hope that none of us ever forget what he has done.
Take a breath, take a breath, take a breath. Honey, take it on me. 'Cause your lungs are in terrible shape. It's easy to see. I've been x-raying you since you walked into here. You got nothing to hope, you got nothing to fear. Heartburn and chemistry and lung disease make mincemeat of your passion on days like these. And everything you say is like sugar. The sweeter it gets, you know I lick it away. Stay in a bar in Sacramento on a cloud.
ocean has just been kidnapped. Disappearance of the ocean was first reported by lighthouse keeper Murray Patterson. He was awakened late last night when 500 fish pounded on his door asking for water. Authorities suspect that the ocean is being held prisoner in an apartment somewhere in Newark. A ransom note has reportedly been received. The kidnappers are demanding two Christmases each year and a hug from mommy every night.
You don't need a weatherman to know it's where the wind blows.
Stay tuned for the weather, but first this message about your breath.
Say, nurse, what was the name of that good-tasting red mouthwash the dentist gave me?
Oh, that was Muscatel. He's a wino.
Now, the weather here is Al Sleet, your hippy-dippy weatherman.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Hey, Massa, Al Sleet. The hippy-dippy weatherman with all the hippy-dippy weather. First of all, the pollen count from Long Island Jewish Hospital. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you'll take a look at our weather map, which the cats have moved over here, you'll see that we have a warm front which swings from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love. Okay. Here's the forecast, and I know you all you cats are uptight for the forecast. Fair and mild and sunny, light breezes, 65 to 75 miles an hour. Gusting up to 90 during the cyclone. Tonight's low, 25. Tomorrow's high whenever I get up. There will be no weather tomorrow in Philadelphia.
Thanks very much, Al. Always a brilliant report from Al Sleet, our staff meteorologist. I think we all know Al's not playing with a full deck.
July has featured a whole host of weird and terrifying weather events. We're seeing ice quakes, fire tornadoes, and heat domes. Heat domes, of course, named for the structures we'll all eventually be fighting in for the amusement of Tina Turner. Remember when scientists were telling us that all the carbon we're putting in the atmosphere would come back to haunt us eventually? Well, it's Wednesday, July the eventualieth. Yesterday, the New York Times reported that in the 21st century, summers in Boston have come to resemble 20th century summers in New York. New York, which has come to resemble Philadelphia, which in turn has become hotter than Washington, D.C., or Atlanta, and summers in Washington and Atlanta are hotter than summers in Tampa. Tampa, of course, remains the worst possible version of itself. I don't know. The chickens have come home to roost, and they are deep fried. And I'll tell you all about it in the segment we all saw coming but did nothing to stop. Climate changed.
You should have listened to Al Gore, you dummies. He's a climate zaddy. Mama-like.
First up, the city that never sleeps got another reason not to, because the sun is glowing red in New York. You know what they say, red skies at night, sailor's delight. Red sun in the sky, we're all gonna die. So why is the sun god angry at us? Well, as we speak, 78 wildfires are raging in the western states. It's an apocalyptic vision of the future predicted by the Book of Revelation, Nostradamus, and the opening credits of Bonanza. Good news, if you're old enough to get that joke, you probably won't have to worry about climate change. Turns out, I get it. Turns out the red sun is because light in the atmosphere is being scattered willy-nilly after smoke from those blazes burning in the western United States made its way across the continent. But that's not fair. They make weed legal out west, and now they're hotboxing the rest of us. And it's not just New York. Yesterday, there was a thick blanket of wildfire haze around the Great Lakes. For more on this phenomenon, we turn to Late Show's climate scientist, Deep Purple. What's the scientific name for this haze?
Smoke on the water.
Thank you, Ian. Now, a lot of this smoke is being generated by something called the Bootleg Fire, which is the largest wildfire so far this year in the United States. It is so huge that it is generating its own weather. Now, that sounds frightening. But the Forest Service is trying to keep the public calm with this new PSA.
Only you can prevent... What? It generates its own weather? Screw it! I'm switching sides! All hail the mighty flame god! I will now do your bidding! I just started the fire! Do 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 do.
I'm worried about smoldering.
I'm worried about smoke.
That's Smoldry the Bear, not Smokey.
Oh, I smoldered.
The bootleg fire changes the weather because it's created something called a pyrocumulus cloud, also known as a cloud of fire, also known as
a fire in the sky.
These fires were caused by a drought, but some places have too much water, like the central Chinese city of Zhengzhou, where from Saturday to Tuesday, 24.3 inches of rain fell, causing massive flooding with cars floating downtown. And one guy even shot phone footage of fish swimming in the street. It's all in the new Pixar movie, Finding Nemo on the Sidewalk. My God, what have we done?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special weather bulletin. And now we go directly to our weather monster.
I look at it this way. For centuries now, man has done everything he can to destroy, defile, and interfere with nature. Clear-cutting forests, strip-mining mountains, poisoning the atmosphere, overfishing the oceans, polluting the rivers and lakes, destroying wetlands and aquifers. So when nature strikes back and smacks man in the head and kicks him in the nuts, I enjoy that. I have absolutely no sympathy for human beings whatsoever. None. And no matter what kind of problem humans are facing, whether it's natural or man-made, I always hope it gets worse. Don't you have a part of you that secretly hopes everything gets worse? When you see a big fire on TV, don't you hope it spreads? Don't you hope it gets completely out of control and burns down 6 counties? You don't root for the firemen, do you? I mean, I don't want them to get hurt or nothing, but I don't want them putting out my fire. That's my fire. That's nature showing off and having fun. I like fires. You know something else I like? Those spring floods in the Midwest. Aren't they great? Like clockwork. Spring floods in the Midwest. But I'm starting to notice, I'm starting to catch on, that every year it's the same story. Another flood in the same place with the same people on the same river. Same people! And these people do not move. They will not move. They repaint, put down new carpeting and wallpaper, and they move right back into the same house on the floodplain next to the river, and then they wonder why grandma's floating downstream with the parakeet on her head. Fourth time. There's no learning curve with these people. It's very hard to feel sorry for them. Every year, same people, same rowboats, out there paddling around, rescuing a chicken. What kind of a life is that? Well, our kids love it here. Oh, really? What do they got, gills? And while they're showing all that on the screen, the announcer is saying to me, it's been raining steadily for 3 months now. The ground can't hold any more water. The river is cresting higher than it has in 2 centuries. The levees have washed away. And I just hope it keeps raining and 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 raining. And it rains steadily for 5 years. And then after that, for 10 years, it's cloudy. With occasional showers. And the river never returns to its natural banks. It becomes a completely new river. And the borders of 3 states have to be changed. And all the maps and atlases have to be redrawn and reprinted. And no one's couch ever completely dries out. For years and years, every time they sit down, there's always a little squish. Dan, Linda, come on in, you guys. Have a seat. Squish, squish. I like that.
Turn out. Thanks for the songs this week from Huskur Du, Pylon, Robin Hitchcock, Bob Dylan, and Deep Purple. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Sam the Eagle, Wayne and Wanda, Kermit the Frog, Grover, Seth Meyers, Chris Hayes, George Carlin, and Stephen Colbert.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.